Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got Larry on his mountaintop surveying the world and the news of the world. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Another day in Babylon.
Yeah, I think so. Too bad a lot of people don't realize who we are, because then they would know exactly what's going on all around them. But for some reason, there is a big denial of who we are, and I've run into that sort of denial for many, many years, ever since I published a book, Babylon Rising. And we couldn't even get it into the vast majority of Christian bookstores. They more or less said it was not real and couldn't possibly be true, and therefore they wouldn't publish it. So that's how it goes, I guess. Where do you want to start? What is going on with this Saudi Arabia situation where they're sacking and I guess killing a few? Cleaning house, I guess, of corruption. What's the latest on that?
Well, most interestingly, I guess what we're talking almost is a follow-up to what Stan Deo cautioned us about, this Mohammed bin Salman. That was mm-hmm. The crown prince that most recently was picked by the king. And Stan Deo says you better keep your eyes on him. And what's interesting is there appears to be a power play by this prince, Salman, which is actually they call the future Saudi king. He's increasing his grip on power and bringing down a lot of princes with him, including a lot of – there's been some airplane crashes, helicopters go down, a number of princes have been killed. So it almost appears, Stuart, and this is just me talking, it almost appears in a way a kind of a coup in Saudi Arabia.
Well, it may be that there were many forces that were aligned against this Prince Salman and evidently has won the backing of the king and is going to be, evidently anyway, the next king of Saudi Arabia. But I've been reading somewhat on some of the stuff that's going on. Now, I don't know if this is true, but evidently Donald Trump and some friends at the NSA released a group of emails that were, how do we say, showing a vast amount of corruption within the Saudi government. And it possibly these people that are being, how do we say, rounded up or dismissed or whatever, were involved in a lot of this corruption from Hillary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. Have you heard anything about that part of it?
Well, we just noted that appears some of this information was released, and there is a what they're calling a purge in the kingdom, so to speak, of Saudi Arabia. And apparently this Salman is taking it rather seriously. You know, he's also the one, remember, a few weeks ago made the statement that he's moving Saudi Arabia away from total dependency on oil into a different style of existence. So this is really interesting, and of course I get your opinion on that, and then I'll mention this missile out of Yemen.
Well, I think you know, Stan himself had told us many times that a lot of these, how do I word these, coups, counter coups, wars, rumors of wars are based more on energy than they are anything else. And who knows what they found over there. And I've also been very, very curious as to why Trump went there first. And I don't know if you saw it or not, but when he gave a speech over there, he was at the tip of the spear, so to speak. Now, a lot of people might not understand what that means, but if you go to Trump Tower, it's got a spear that's heading down, and there's a bunch of trees at his Trump Tower that are shaped like the tip of a spear. I find the same thing when he went to Israel. And as you suggested many times, why would they afford Trump to go from Saudi Arabia to Israel, something that had never, ever been done before? There's got to be something behind all this that we don't know about yet as to who he is and what his real job is. What do you think?
Well, I think it reminds me of Klaus Dohna. You remember when I talked to him one time about digging up stuff and what he had learned? He said, the more we dig, the more questions we dig up. And so here we are. We're still, dealing with exactly who Trump turns out to be. And I get emails every day. Of course, you know, I believe he's Cyrus. A Cyrus character,
mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people saying, "Oh no, he's Nebuchadnezzar, and he's this and he's that." But you know, at the same time, now we have a lot of wild cards. My deck is getting bigger because Netanyahu and Putin and Trump, and now we got Salman, who is apparently turned into an incredibly active wild card. And give me your opinion on that, and then I'll go to the missile deal.
Okay, it says, I'm going to read part of that ne'er-do-well, sort your fall, a.k.a. whoever you want to believe. An ominous new foreign intelligence service report circulating in the Kremlin today is the winds of war is a warning that the American deep state is now in complete terror after the NSA forces loyal to Trump and Saudi Arabian forces loyal to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman have rapidly shifted from their rampage bloodbath destroying Hollywood and the U.S. mainstream media leftist elites to their now targeting the coup plotters behind the 11 September 2011 attacks. And that Trump had vowed, you may remember this, that he was going to do when on 16 February 2016, and he told the crowd that if he was elected, you will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center. It wasn't the Iraqis. You may find it's the Saudis. So this was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I forgot that until you brought it up. I remember that way back.
Yeah, and he said that he knew who done it, and it was not Iraqis, it was the Saudis. And you may remember that Bin Laden's family and a whole bunch of people were allowed out of the country immediately after the 9/11 attack.
That's right.
Nobody else was allowed to go out. Remember, they grounded airlines. But these guys were all allowed to go out. And this is what they say here. To what the true cause of the 9/11 attacks were about, the report continues, Trump knew, and everyone else but the American people, was a vile and sinister plot masterminded by the Bush crime family and the powerful Bin Laden family, and aided by the Clinton crime family in order to destroy the Middle East and Afghanistan in order to build pipelines, here we have energy, to control the world's flow of natural gas and oil. And the International Criminal Court had just put under a war crimes and crimes against humanity investigation. So they're going all the way back, and this is what Trump, probably this is why they're so afraid. All of this is coming out in the open, and the Lord did say, I'm going to reveal it. That which is hidden, I'm going to reveal it. And it seems like we're still in this big process of revelation. What do you think?
Wow,
sounds
that's
interesting.
Kind of gives me...
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention that's really interesting what you brought out, because it makes one wonder if possibly this information is about to break and Saudi Arabia is taking care of Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, and is purging possibly those that were conflicted or corrupted, you know, during the Bush time and the Clinton.
Yeah, I think what they're getting at here is that he's purging those who were really involved in it. And you may remember that a lot of people were pointing out that it was Saudis that were involved in the so-called piloting of the airplanes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we know now that most of those airplanes weren't piloted by anything. And a lot of people do not realize that remote control is not fiction. They were using remote control even when they were doing the nuclear tests, when they would fly through the mushroom clouds. And they were using big airplanes like the B-29, remotely controlled. There was nobody in it. And folks don't realize that they can remote control all of this. So it's I think there's a lot involved in 9/11 that people are simply will not believe, cannot believe, and I guess what? Denial T, that our own government could be involved in such a thing.
Yeah,
so,
and what's interesting, too, is the fact that, Stuart, there was a ballistic missile, an Iranian-made ballistic missile fired out of Yemen at Riyadh during the beginnings of this purge. And I saw their defense minister today come out and proclaim that Saudi Arabia took this as an act of war from Iran. So now there appears to be a focus between Israel and Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. and others are now focusing on Iran. And at the same time, I don't know if you've seen the information, but the Iranians apparently tried to assassinate Harari, the prime minister or leader of Lebanon, and put Hezbollah completely in control. And Harari wasn't killed, but he resigned. And now Netanyahu has gone ballistic and says Iran is gobbling up nations that surround Israel, and that Israel will stop Iran. So now you've got Saudi Arabia, you've got Israel, you've got the Trump administration. Is there about to be a face down against North Korea and maybe Iran during the same time frame? And is this what begins your Daniel 8 episode that you talk about?
Well, I think it does, because once you understand who's on whose side, and remember Salman, the crown prince, was putting together, what was it, 34 nation kind of Saudi or Arab NATO forces?
Yeah.
Which may be part of this 7-year agreement for peace, but I don't see a peace agreement until after a major war. And we are not out of the woods on that either, because we're coming up on another, 11-9, or November 9th is actually a 9-11. And they do a lot of this stuff on those kind of dates. And also the big date to watch, because of the numbers again, is 11-11. And maybe we'll see some activity. Speaking about Iran and their ties to North Korea, now we have three full carrier groups off there and a lot of troops, I understand. What's the latest with Kim the Whiz Kid?
Well, the latest with Kim is the revelation that from one of his high advisors that fled and actually talked to Congress the other day and let out the secret that Kim had a secret war plan for a blitzkrieg, if you will, invasion of South Korea before anybody could stop him. And he would hold off, the plan was he would hold off America and anyone assisting South Korea with his nukes. So, you know, we're watching this close now. Trump is leaving Japan, I guess, as we speak, more or less, and going straight to South Korea. And, of course, you know, the Hermit Kingdom is really offended by that.
Well, do you suppose Kim is, how do we say, dumb enough to try to eliminate Trump while he's there? Because I understand he's going to the DMZ. I guess nobody knows where he's going to be landing. But the whole thing just seems to me to be a little bit too orchestrated. And with all the latest threats that Kim has made, and here we are boxing him in, does that mean, do you think, that we're about to pounce? And if we are about to pounce, why wouldn't he? I mean, he's done for. If we go after him, he's done for. Yes, he could wipe out 10 million in Seoul or more. But once the threat is eliminated, it's eliminated. And I guess one would say, well, the loss of 10 million was simply unfortunate and collateral damage, which is what they usually refer to it as. And it doesn't seem to be a lot of, how do I word this, a lot of reverence for life anymore on this whole planet.
Yeah.
Do you think that Trump would attack? Go ahead.
Well, it's very interesting. It's very interesting because, you know, I look at a lot of these massacres and especially great losses of life, I look at them as actually sacrifices. That's the way I see it in this world we live in. And what's interesting is the fact that when Trump got to Japan, he spoke to the Japanese people. I saw the report in the Japanese Times reporting that Trump had called, referred to Japan as Samurai Japan, and he was wondering why they just didn't shoot Kim's missiles down out of the sky as they came over Japan. And he did make the remark, by the way, Stuart, that as I'm in Japan, there's a lot of stuff coming into Japan right behind me, and they will be able to take out Kim's missiles. So Kim is in a corner. He's got a use it or lose it scenario facing him, and which way will this go, I don't know, but it's a hair trigger.
Yeah. Well, it could go anytime. And that's why I guess you have to tell the people, you know, you got to be alert. You could wake up tomorrow morning and he's already hit Hawaii or hit the West Coast. You just don't know anymore. Getting along to weird stuff, what's the latest on this church shooting? I did find out, and they presented the actual stuff on, I don't know if it was Facebook or where it was, but he has a direct tie and has had for 3 years Antifa ties, or Antifa or whatever they call it. And that they're not talking about. They're trying to blame it now, it looks like, on, well, he had a he had a fight with his family, and that's what happened. I think they're going to try and cover over this Antifa tie that he does have. And it's right there on Facebook, and people went in and looked and captured it. And I don't know if he was radicalized or what his motives were, but it just seems kind of odd. We go to the 4th, and we get this New York Times ad, full page, which costs a ton of money, for Antifa to rise up. It didn't really happen too much, but then on the 5th, we have this kind of lone wolf, quote unquote, that's not a lone wolf, go into a church and try to kill everybody. What's your take on that?
Appears to me, as I say in my, I guess you could say, historical speech, another sacrifice. But the interesting thing is, this is the MO of what we could call the deep state or the shadow government, et cetera, et cetera. And this is how we have seen it for a number of years now, how they begin to cover up all the data that's coming out and how the general public in America never learns the truth. However, social media really has broken that open, so some of this leaks out. And this seems, it's very interesting, Stuart, that so many of these so-called killers all wind up killing themselves. Now, most of these killers would probably love to leave there, but you begin to wonder, you know, you remember the old rumors and talk of MK Ultra and
mind control
that were made,
yeah,
about the Manchurian candidate. You know, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and this has all the earmarks, because theoretically he killed himself or was shot and bled to death on the chase. But, go ahead.
I was just going to add, they've already settled that. They came out and they said that the guy that was shooting at him shot him in the leg and in the torso, but he was survivable. And when they chased him down in the other truck, he ran off the road, he killed himself, shot himself in the head. That's what they're saying now.
Oh, okay. Well, his story
do
change.
In other words, he wasn't going to be captured, but on the other hand, that keeps him from talking also.
Well, usually dead men tell no tales. Unless you have incredibly good luck with forcing evidence, and then they can figure out that the dead man does tell some tales by his mistakes as he plots his plot. I don't know. It just seems very strange to me, and I think this is just the first part. Here's one somebody wrote. My wife got the following message. Prepare. 3 weeks in length. Stay in deep state of prayer. This must come to wake the sleeping church. Be not afraid, I will protect you. Gather together and pray that the darkness passes quickly. And then 2 hours later, we learned of the shooting in Sunderland Springs. So this is kind of interesting that all of a sudden we're watching this begin. And again, I have not heard anything about repentance or the possibility that the Lord allowed this as judgment is coming upon the church. Is this just total denial or what? You know, it's confusing to me.
Well, as we've said, Stuart, both of you and I both have confessed that we would have probably hit the delete button already. So how long does some type of mercy play out? I don't know. There are reports, though, and this is interesting. I'd like your take on it. This guy, Mark Taylor or whatever, the fireman, you know, that had an experience,
yes,
he said, and knew that Trump would win, he's claiming now to have been told also that the enemies of Trump would turn on themselves before it was all said and done. So we are ironically beginning to see just a little bit of that. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, oh, absolutely. They're turning on Clinton, Hillary anyway, and I think they will, because they're going to throw each other to the wolves in order to try to escape. And the deeper these things go, the only problem we have is that Sessions is still refusing, absolutely refusing, to do anything to level any charges against these people, which, of course, identifies him as an obstructionist and deep state traitor. But how do you get around him? You know, if I was Trump, I'd fire him in a split second and try to put somebody in. But, you know, the intrigue of all this, the Masonic wars, the ins and outs of all of this is kind of interesting. Getting to that, web bots, Cliff High, more or less saying, well, they wanted to do all this in 2017, but now they were kind of behind this eight ball there, so they plan on doing everything in 2018, and I found that kind of interesting. What do you think?
Yeah.
Did we have a year's delay?
Yeah, that was really shocking, Stuart. I saw that. Cliff High talked about, he made the comments that the powers that be had planned, had 2017 already lined up to run a different scenario than what's happening. In other words, you talk about Augusto's timeline. He said there was a change in the timeline, and apparently the bots appear to be talking about something changed in the timeline, and it didn't play out 2017 like they planned. But, you know, we're only like a month and a half or so away from 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And if, in fact, the barley harvest was late, they've recalculated that 11-11 is a key date a big change coming. We don't know. We've heard all this before. We've seen all the numbers line up, and we go sailing through this. But sooner or later, we're going to find, probably suddenly and with no warning, that the rapture of the church has taken place. It'll stun the world when it happens. Got a headline here. Antifa launches Operation Incognito as domestic terrorist plans to overthrow Trump, take down America, and unleash chaos. What do you think? Are they going to do a lot of lone wolf stuff that gets everybody really, I mean, it would be very, very effective if that's what they're planning.
Yeah, and two, I think that there appears to be a real move on starting a race war in America. I think that's part of their plans. And,
oh, absolutely.
Matter of fact, yeah, Clarence Thomas came on the other day and said that when he thought about what Americans had in common, he couldn't think of anything anymore. We don't have anything in common. The communists have done their work. And what will be interesting,
yeah,
though, Stuart, is what the Lord allows. And I guess we'll just have to watch and see. But I'm like you. I'm always concerned about an 11-11 anytime I hear it.
Yeah, because that number has shown up so many millions of times for all kinds of people. 11-11 keeps showing up. So I am concerned about this 11-11 that's coming up. Maybe 9-11, they wouldn't dare do anything, but it's one of those things. Close down with this. Wow. Attorney General Sessions goes full deep state, calls for permanent spying on Americans, but refuses to prosecute Hillary, Comey, and Mueller. So there you go, folks. We got a coup and a counter-coup, and who knows who's going to win. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And any final comment?
Well, this is just a time I want to remind people, Stuart, be aware of your circumstances. Even watch over your shoulder. Most people don't do that. Really, your safety is in your own hands.
I'm glad you said that. One of these days, we're going to have to pick your brains, being a police officer and a detective, as to what women and men can do. Yeah, be aware of everything around you, particularly now. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. We'll see you again.